This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess somebody that doesn't love me, who knew, is Kanye West. Now, Kanye West, I haven't really been following a lot of what's going on. Was he married to Kim Kardashian? And then did he interrupt Taylor Swift when she was receiving her Grammy? And then, you know, I know he's been speaking out against a lot of liberal policies, but then all of a sudden, I get texted that Kanye West is now going DEFCON and at war with Jews. I'm like, what? Why? What? Where did that come from? Is he doesn't like the Jewish holidays? Does he? What? What's going on? Why? What did Jews do? Does he not? Do they not like the menorah? Did he have a piece of matzah and got constipated? And I told you guys, honestly, we Jews need to do a much better job with our food. Okay, we crush it on the deli. But so much of our food really messes up the bowels that I think a lot of non-Jews are like, what the hell did you feed me? But I know a lot of Jews have been the source of a lot of ire or the focus or the target because people feel they're like one political party or another. And I keep telling you, I know more conservative Jews than I do Democrat, you know, liberal Jews. It's being Jewish, just like being Catholic, being Methodist, being Baptist, being Hindu, being Muslim does not make you conservative or liberal. So I'm not sure what the hell is going on here, but apparently his tweets and his, I think, Instagram and Twitter have now banned him because he posted messages that violated the policies. And he said he is going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. He said, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda. Now, he also had, apparently there was some screenshot where he had a conversation with Diddy saying he was controlled by Jewish people. So going back, I mean, he was recently wearing a White Lives Matter shirt and all that. And I get, you know, he knows how to get into the news. He has, you know, every right to an opinion. But the Jews and their agenda, what is the agenda? And I get really nervous about it because I have a lot of conservative views and I have a lot of socially moderate views. And then I have a lot of environmental and pro-LGBTQ views. And so I have a mixture of views, but that's not because I'm Jewish. It's because it's me. It's Dr. Dahlia. I'm an American. I'm a physician. I'm a business owner. I'm a Las Vegan. I'm a Nevadan. So my political leanings will be based on that as priorities. You know, what is good for America? What is good for Nevada? What's good as a mom? What's good for kids? What's good for medicine? What's good as a business owner? So what bothers me is the one is he could just be outlandish saying he's going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people. But the same thing keeps coming up over and over again, where people want to classify and put in the same group everybody. And I don't want him going DEFCON 3 on anybody, but if he's doing this because the agenda he's talking about is a liberal agenda, I mean, I can't speak for all Jews and I never will, but what I can say is there are a lot of Jews out there that aren't liberal, that are conservative. And I can't stand it when people keep saying that if you are of a religion, you're of a political party. You know, I hear that with Hispanics all the time, and it insults the Latino population. Saying, okay, well, they're going to vote Democrat. A lot of Latinos I know are like, I'm conservative. I'm Catholic. I have some conservative views. I don't vote one way or another or whatever my priest decides. I have the same intelligence as anybody else to choose the best candidate. And that's what I thought most Jews do. Now, I understand. There's some people that really, really love one party or the other. There are people that are diehard conservatives. They're diehard liberals. That's fine. I don't even know their religion. Maybe they're Jewish. Maybe they're not. But when he said the Jewish people are pushing their agenda, I mean, if there was a Jewish agenda, okay, Jews, and I can't, again, speak for all of them, but we're not supposed to make you guys eat our food that constipates us, okay? When we fast for Yom Kippur like we did, we don't make you do it as if you want to, you want to. We don't proselytize. We don't force you to come into our religion. We do our thing. If I see somebody who's Christian, I'm going to wish them a Merry Christmas. I have a Christmas tree at Opportunity Village. I'll light a menorah. I'll add decorations to anybody, any of my family or friends that have trees. I'll go, can I put this on your tree? I mean, I don't force how I look at Hanukkah or Christmas on you. So Kanye starting to go off on the Jewish people bothers me. Not because, again, somebody could be so blatant, you know, about how they dislike a group, but because they're stereotyping them as being of one political party. And that's dangerous. Because Hitler wanted to make, you know, his Nazi Germany united in disliking a certain group, in hating homosexuals, in hating Jews. Well, that's not the way we've progressed in America. You could like somebody, but that doesn't mean you like everybody. You could hate somebody, but that doesn't mean you dislike everybody in that group. And, you know, and I keep seeing this where people try to say, okay, well, because you don't like what Oprah did with Harry and Meghan Markle, then you don't like, you know, black people. No, if that person doesn't like Oprah, they don't like Oprah. They could like Dave Chappelle. So I just can't stand this generalization, and I don't know what he was thinking. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated Whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you send me papers and transcripts and videos, and I got to be honest, I appreciate the fact that you guys want to send me information, and I love it. I just don't necessarily have the time to look at everything. But a Dr. Joseph Ladapo has been, you know, skeptical of vaccines, and some of you have given me information on what he said. And he is a, I guess, a well-known physician in Florida who is urging men age 18 and 39 to not get the COVID vaccine. He is saying that the vaccine can significantly raise their risk of dying from heart conditions. Now, he is the state's surgeon general. So he is obviously very trained, and he is very well revered. So when you hear a statement like that, it starts to make you go, uh-oh. Okay, should we pay attention? And I think with everything you need to pay attention, absolutely. I don't think we should have closed ears and a closed mind to anything. But is it really 84% raising the risk? So he cited a Florida Department of Health analysis. Some independent scientist says it contains major statistical flaws, but this looked at an analysis, and I believe what it's based on is the myocarditis and the pericarditis, the inflammation of the heart muscle. And he had been censored. I guess one of his tweets was either shadow banned or it was censored by Twitter. And this is an ongoing challenge that doctors have, where they're trying to warn the public about health risks, but they're being accused of misinformation. And a study can be interpreted multiple different ways. We opened the show earlier today, or well, in the first hour, we talked about the colonoscopy study, where the colonoscopy study published in New England Journal of Medicine was like, well, is it really giving that much benefit over sigmoidoscopy? I like them, but I'm sure doctors are going to read that and have different opinions on it. Okay, let's hear from doctors' opinions. Some doctors like colonoscopy, some don't. But instead, if you don't give an opinion that follows the narrative and is whatever the current, you know, left wants to push, it's going to get censored. Now, this is one of the most highest profile doctors breaking rank from the CDC, reported by Daily Mail. Who, you know, this is something that starts when a Surgeon General says something like this. Now, not the Surgeon General of the United States, but for Florida, that starts to make people go, Now, somebody could say, yeah, but he's just following the right narrative, the conservative narrative. He's in Florida, so of course he's going to say that. Here's the thing, and I said, doctors cannot be political. Doctors have to be apolitical. Otherwise, they lose the trust. And if he's looking at myocarditis data, and he thinks, you know what, if you're 18 to 39, and you're not in a high-risk group, this is him, you know, if he thinks you aren't in a high-risk group of dying, and he thinks you're going to have heart problems with it, he has a right to tell people. And I think the public should make an educated decision. Sadly, though, there's so much information and there's so much pushing one way or another that it makes people kind of wonder. Now, my sons both got the vaccine. I told them to not work out because I didn't want to have a bunch of variables. I wanted to try to have a constant and watch them for any heart inflammation. I was scared when I gave them the COVID vaccines. But I didn't administer it when I took them to get it. They had to. It was originally mandated for campus, and then campus switched, and they didn't. And then, you know, of course, the kids were mad because they're like, well, I went through that for nothing. But I was like, you know what? I love that you have some protection because, honestly, this does mess with you. The COVID virus messes with you. But, you know, I haven't forced them to get the booster. I'm letting them decide if they want to get the booster. I got the booster just because I'm around, you know, older individuals, and I couldn't stand the fact that I got COVID despite being vaccinated and despite having had COVID. So I'm like, if I have no immunity from natural or artificial, I just wanted a little bit of protection coming into this flu season. So I took the booster, but I'm not going to force it on anybody. It's personal choice. But, you know, he makes a very interesting argument that we know the virus, the vaccine could cause myocarditis. Is that enough to avoid the vaccine? Now, other physicians say, guys, the risk of myocarditis and pericarditis with COVID is higher in those who get COVID than the vaccine. So if you're really worried about that, then get the vaccine if you're really worried about myocarditis, pericarditis. But it's just, it's one of those things where if you're feeling fine and then you're getting something injected into you, and then you end up having a reaction, people are going to take that and look at that a lot more differently than you coming down with COVID and getting the rare risk of myocarditis. But the other issue is what about the early death? You guys have reached out. I see this on Facebook all the time. There's a, you know, celebrity that dies, or there's a case of somebody dying who's young in their sleep. And people ask, when were they given the vaccine? There were some cases where the vaccine was given around the time. But again, it's so hard to say if it was a vaccine or not. Would like to, you know, we'll say one way or the other, but there's no way you could say 100%. And so individuals are fearful that the CDC and the government won't tell us anyway. People are so worried about agenda. That's really what happened with the whole misinformation thing. The reason why people got so mad with the misinformation and censorship is because now they worried that the government wouldn't tell them even if it did. And when you kept hearing people say, well, just get the shot. When doctors will get mad at me saying, why did you bring up the myocarditis? Now people, you should have never brought it up. I thought in medicine we do informed consent. I thought in medicine we always give everybody the risks and benefits so they can make an educated decision. Why only with the vaccine we're not? Can you explain that? Why are we doing different medicine with the vaccine? Just like, you know, with the American Academy of Pediatrics saying you don't need to send a kid home with lice. If they have lice, they could still be in school. It's going to traumatize them. It's going to embarrass them. They're going to, it doesn't really, you know, cause other kids to die, whatever. Yet with COVID, okay, well, if there's COVID, oh my gosh, they need to mask up. They need to immediately go to the nurse. They need to be home for 5 to 10 days. Meanwhile, lice, lice is very contagious too. Yeah, it might not kill somebody, but man, you got that stuff in your house for months sometimes. So, what is it? Are we going to be consistent, or are we going to do things differently just because the government bought a bunch of vaccines and they have to unload them? Now, I get it. Trust me. COVID scared me. I did not like that. I got nervous. When Trump got it, I was nervous. You don't want to think that your president could die from a virus. People were dying of it. I know people keep challenging me saying nobody died from COVID. We did. We did have people who died from COVID. You can't debate that. It caused a cytokine storm, inflammation. They couldn't breathe. By the time they got on the respirator, it was too late. COVID was bad. It was bad. I mean, it was bioweapon bad. Scared me. We didn't know where it was coming from. We were getting mixed messages on masks. You know, places were shutting down. Nobody wanted to go to work. It was a mess. We shouldn't have locked down. I mean, I let my staff know, whatever you want to do. If you want to close up for a couple of weeks, we can. But then the governor came in saying, well, we're going to lock down. And then we had to just wait till we could reopen, which sucked. But, you know, we did what we were told. But, you know, I don't know where this is going to go with this doctor, but his name is Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and, you know, he has issued a warning. And is he gutsy? And he's very gutsy, obviously, but I mean, you know, is he right? Should young people maybe rethink getting this vaccine because of heart inflammation? Or do we not know that many individuals, you know, are getting sick, cardiac issues from COVID, but that's not being advertised? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says about a third of Americans are struggling to pay their bills as rising prices eat away at pocketbooks. LendingTree says 32% of adults haven't paid a bill on time in the last 6 months. Those surveyed say they fell behind on a variety of payments, including their credit card bill. North Korea says recent missile launches were tactical nuclear drills simulating attacks on South Korea. State media saying the drills were in response to joint U.S.-South Korea military drills and the deployment of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region. They reportedly simulated attacks on the South's ports, airports, and military command facilities. Federal services and offices are closed today in observance of Columbus Day. That also means no mail and very few banks are open. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a professor kind of reached out to me and said that 90% of his students are on some medication for anxiety and depression. He's never seen it that ubiquitous or popular or those numbers, and asked if I think there's an overprescribing or do we actually have an issue with anxiety and depression. So it's a good question. I think maybe both. This is startling. I know there was a headline in Daily Mail that said 90% of people who have mental illness feel they've reached, or 90% of those in mental health feel we've reached a crisis point. Shortage of 30,000 psychiatrists, 1 in 5 endure mental illness. I was taught in medical school it's 1 in 3. So that, that's the case, and the numbers are better than they used to be, but still. But we do have a 30-year high in gun suicides. And so, people have blamed COVID-19 lockdowns, isolation, bleakness. I'd also like to blame pain. People are in pain, and they can't get pain medications like they used to. Because rather than blaming the cartel and what's going on at the border, they blame Dr. Smith and his 25 tablets of Lortab he would give somebody, when they had chronic pain. This is, I think we should probably add that into the mix. I think if we do have rates of depression and anxiety and suicide, I think we need to be really, really honest about what's going on. So we either have real depression, anxiety, and suicide causing people to need to be medicated, or we have people that do have some depression, anxiety, and suicide, want to feel better, and they're using the medication a little earlier than we would have maybe usually prescribed it. That would be an accusation if somebody is thinking there's an over-prescribing of it. So if I could just say over-prescribing is when you don't need a medicine and you get it. Now, that's a very generalized term. I mean, if you have diabetes, you need diabetic medication, whether it's the pills to decrease your resistance and increase your sensitivity, or it's insulin if you're low on insulin and you're an insulin-dependent diabetic. If you have high blood pressure and you cannot control your blood pressure, then we have medications to do that. If you are low on thyroid and you're not producing enough thyroid hormone, we have thyroid. Well, I'm of the belief that serotonin does play a role. Not all depression and anxiety, but serotonin plays a role. If you are low in serotonin, I think some of these medications help raise serotonin. That could be of use. Same thing with dopamine. Same thing with norepinephrine. There's a variety of medications for that. But if you have an issue and you have tried diet, you have tried changing your sleep, changing your job, looking at relationship issues, and it's not that you're in a relationship with somebody toxic. It's not that you work at a place with somebody toxic. Job is fine. Work is fine. Your diet is good. You're exercising. But you're in a funk, or you get anxious and you have anxiety attacks. If we think your mental health is going to affect you physically, we're going to prescribe something and get you into therapy, and we're going to intervene. That is not over-prescribing. Now, if somebody comes in saying, you know what, I got a new job, and it's graveyard, and I'm making kick-ass bucks, but I can't sleep, hook me up with some pills so I can sleep in the morning. Or I could sleep during the day. Well, you could become tolerant to it. We could do a short term to try to get you on that schedule. We use blackout curtains and. But if somebody just keeps giving sleeping pills, sleeping pills, sleeping pills, sleeping pills, that's over-prescribing. Somebody who's eating chocolate and carbs and not exercising, saying, I need to lose weight. You've been giving me this medicine for 6 months. Keep giving it to me. And it's not working, that might be considered over-prescribing. You having a toothache, needing, maybe a few pain pills to get you over the hump till you see the dentist, and somebody giving you 150 pain pills, that's over-prescribing. But if you have somebody with anxiety, and they're having a panic attack, and they can't drive, and they have to pull over, or they're always in the ER with chest pain, and the ER is like, look, we checked your heart multiple times, it's not your heart, that person might benefit from medication. But in the olden days, before we had medication, we would use alcohol. People would be unchecked, and they would use violence. They would get into fights. They'd beat the dog, beat the kids. You know, growing up with, you know, parents that had, you know, some issues, they didn't take medication, but I got the belt when I didn't, you know, deserve it. So I think there has been mental illness and anger issues all along. It's just what people used might have been different. Now, these days, we have waxed and waned in terms of stigma. And I remember in the 80s and 90s, there was a little bit of stigma going, you know, really, you're taking a medication? You're taking, you know, I mean, now it's like everybody's bragging about, you know, yeah, I'm on this. So we've kind of gone the other way to destigmatize, which I agree with. You do need to destigmatize. But I do worry that I have people that call in all the time going, I need ADD medication. I'm like, why? Well, my friends are on it. They do better in school, so I need it. I don't know if you want to start the stimulants. You know, you're getting a B+. That's pretty damn good. Yeah, but I would do better. So it's a valid point. We might have some overprescribing. We might have a pandemic of people requiring medications that maybe might not need as strong, or the dosing. I can't tell you how many times with individuals I said, look, I don't think you need to take the medicine every day. I think you could take it a couple times a week, or you could try a half a pill, or every other day. And a lot of them said, you know, that worked. It was fine. It worked for me. And I think we do need to kind of look into it. The problem is you need to be very diligent, and you need to follow up with them. And patients need to be able to get back into their provider. The good old days where I'm like, look, okay, you got diabetes. I need to see in a week. I need to see your sugars. Come back. Let me look at them. I made room for all those patients. But the average patient, they're like, when I say goodbye to my doctor, I don't see him for a year. There's no room in the schedule. Well, there might be. That could be an excuse. But, you know, if you're really, really going to work with the people on their mental health illness, you need to see them regularly. And if you don't have psychiatrists and you don't have enough therapists, that's a problem. They say the U.S. is going to be short of 31,000 therapists within the next few years. And the rising rates of depression are costing the global economy $1 trillion each year. One of the reasons why we have people not going to work is because they have anxiety and depression. Now, some of it is founded. I mean, if you're getting stabbed trying to go to lunch in Brooklyn and you're a first responder, maybe individuals don't want to walk from the subway. Wasn't there a random person that got stabbed and killed on the subway over the weekend? All he was doing was commuting to go to work. So if you have people in New York saying, I'm not taking the subway, it's too dangerous. That's not mental health. That's, you know, that's pretty practical, pretty justified. So I think a lot of things are contributing, especially to younger individual depression and anxiety, crime, cost of things, their future, college, what they thought their life would be like. And not to mention, I think COVID messed with a lot of our minds, just the virus even of itself. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I always find these studies fascinating, where they look at your choice of animal, and then they try to psychoanalyze you. Okay, well, I don't know if I completely agree with that all the time, because I pick a breed. Well, first, when I have a pet, most of my pets are adopted. So I don't necessarily get a choice of a breed. like with my cats or dog or whatever, if there's an animal that needs to be adopted, I'll take them. So like, oh, what kind of a dog do you have? It wasn't by choice. They needed the dog adopted. I love the dog. I'm going to take care of the dog. But you do have, in some scenarios, where you can actively go and pick a dog. Go to a breeder, get a dog. And my dog is a Bichon Frise. No, I never thought I would have one because I always thought, you know, Bichon Frises are pretty bougie and whatever. But we went to it was a puppy store. It was a little puppy store. And I didn't really know about the mills or anything like that. But, you know, you walk by it and you see these puppies in little cages. And you're like, oh, well, I want to get one because you're like, I want to get them out of that cage. And there was the little white, she was just a ball of love. And we had settled on either her or a little pincher. There was, I think, a little Doberman pincher. And I'm like, we got cats. So we have to find a dog that doesn't shed. And we have to find a dog that won't go after the cats. And that's why we picked. So if somebody said, well, gosh, people with Bichon Frises are very classy. Not me. They're very ladylike. Not me. I don't think this would apply. But according to the Kennel Club, they looked at different dog breeds. Now, certain dog breeds will attract owners based on personality traits. They looked at 1,500 dog owners of 16 popular breeds, and they surveyed them, to assess their personalities. So, one of the breeds, for example, was a Jack Russell. They say since Jack Russells are known to be friendly, the personality traits of an owner of a Jack Russell is loyalty, helpfulness, friendliness, trustworthiness, good listener. Well, I think anybody who owns a dog, you know, would probably have that. Because, I mean, I'm very loyal to my puppy dog. I'm helpful. I don't have a Jack Russell. I'm friendly. So they say Serena Williams and Paul McCartney have Jack Russells. Cocker Spaniels. Oprah Winfrey has a Cocker Spaniel. Charlize Theron, Prince and Princess of Wales, they have Cocker Spaniels. They say if you own a Cocker Spaniel, you're loyal, helpful to others, trustworthy, family-oriented, and curious. Okay, Border Terriers. Diane Keaton, Andy Murray have Border Terriers. They say you're charming, lively, and exuberant. This is being reported by Mail Online and the Kennel Club. A Springer Spaniel was owned by Marilyn Monroe, Prince Harry. They're really cute, by the way. They say you're traditional, reserved, and punctual. Okay, well, that's not me. They say the Springer Spaniel earned their name by their practice of springing forward to flush the game into nets. After the invention of guns, the breed was used to flush a game from undergrowth. Well, that's interesting. I'm looking at the dogs I would have never thought. A Bull Terrier. They say a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. They were nicknamed nanny dogs because they were playful and patient with children. That if you own one, you're affectionate and trustworthy. Now, miniature Schnauzer. We had a miniature Schnauzer. They're cute. Heather Graham has one. Usher, Leah Michelle. They say if you have that, you're loyal, faithful, conscientious, organized, and a stickler for rules. Yeah, I'm not really stickler for rules. I think rules should be broken. Yeah. Some rules you follow. The Whippet. I thought a Whippet was something that you get from a whipped cream thing, but whipped cream canister. But apparently people who have Whippets have lots of hobbies, and they enjoy taking risks. Golden Retriever. Golden Retriever is owned by Jackie Chan, Conan O'Brien, Nick Jonas. They're friendly, and you are stable, emotionally positive, and happy if you have a Golden Retriever. I guess I could see that. Now, Pomeranians. Pomeranians are pretty popular. Queen Victoria apparently had one. And they say if you have a Pomeranian, you're passionate, creative, free-spirited. Now, we had a lab. We had a yellow lab, Apollo. And Drew Barrymore, Anne Hathaway, Arnold Schwarzenegger's have Labrador Retrievers. And they say that means you're friendly, Well, okay, yeah, that's, I mean, come on, I don't know. Dachshund? Oh, yeah, I didn't have a schnauzer, I had a dachshund. They say dachshunds are trustworthy. Okay, well, I guess that's me. They say dachshunds originate in Germany. Dachshund. They originate in Germany. It was known as the Teckel Badger Dog, and it's used for tracking wounded game like deer and for going to ground after badger or rabbits, they say. Now, German Shepherds, very popular dog, Jennifer Aniston, Ben Affleck, Cameron Diaz, and they say the first breed club was formed in 1881 after Max von Stefansnitz and his followers developed and promoted the breed as a herding dog, later a working dog and then used by police and the armed forces. It was used in the First World War. And they got a lot of recognition and praise. Sadly, they were also used in Nazi camps. A lot of German Shepherds induced PTSD in a lot of survivors because of the, you know, they were used to control prisoners and attack prisoners. They say if you are a German Shepherd owner, you are most likely to help others. Well, I don't think that applies especially to Nazis. Now, Chihuahuas. Chihuahuas, didn't we have that movie Beverly Hills Chihuahua? And I guess they could fit in a handbag, and Paris Hilton had one. They say your dominant trait is trustworthiness. Okay, I'm sorry, Kennel Club, you're cool. I like what you do, but I'm not a big, you know, into that. Now, people always ask, which are the smartest dogs? And my husband always said the standard poodle. He had standard poodles when he was younger. Standard poodles are nice. I just think they're a little too foofy. I don't like foofy dogs. I like dogs that you can wrestle with. And I, trust me, my Bichon, she doesn't look foofy. She looks raggedy, like a raggedy doll, and we tickle attack, and yeah, she has fun. But they say the brightest breeds, according to WebMD, is Border Collie, then comes Poodle, then German Shepherd, then Golden Retriever, Doberman Pinscher, number 5, the Shetland Sheepdog, number 6, Lab Retriever, 7, Papillon, Rottweiler, and then the Australian cattle dog. Honestly, I think those dogs that round up the sheep and round, I think they're pretty amazing. You know, my dog is pretty smart. She eavesdrops, pretends like she doesn't. And then as soon as she thinks I'm going to go for a walk, she immediately, you know, starts to kind of go all crazy. And I'm like, how did you know you were listening the whole time? But she will round up the cats. When I find that the cats are outside doing stupid, and I'm like, get your tissues inside, she rounds them up. So I think that takes some intelligence. If you have a Pomeranian, you're passionate, creative, free-spirited. If you have a dog, we already went through all that. All right, so good. So if you have a dog, I think, you know, somebody who's a pet owner, the majority of the time, I would assume they're loving. I am assuming they have good traits because they want to have something else to love. If you are a pet owner that ignores your pet, you don't get all that credit. No way. But, you know, people get animals for a variety of reasons. And I got to tell you, the best thing about my Bichon Frise is she will bark at anything. And she's like my security alarm. She tells me that somebody's coming, and which is fantastic. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.